Support for KNKX's studio sessions comes from the University of Puget Sound, an independent liberal arts university. Through scholarly engagement and collaborative education, Puget Sound prepares students for careers in the arts, sciences, research, and entrepreneurship. More at pugetsound.edu.
Hello, I'm Abe Beeson. Welcome to the KNKX studios in Seattle. The Affinity Trio is with us today. Eric Jacobson, trumpet, Pamela York, piano, and Clay Schaub at the bass. Formed about 5 years ago, this drummerless trio from Milwaukee just released their second album, New Outlook, on Seattle's Origin Records. Individually, they're in high demand as band leaders and collaborators, and together, they bring a unique groove to standards, bebop, and original tunes. Their music is joyful, even when they're breaking your heart with a beautiful ballad. Please welcome Eric, Pamela, and Clay to our KNKX studios. It's the Affinity Trio.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That tune was an original mine called Onward. Let's give it up for Pamela York. Clay Schaub on bass. Yours truly, Eric Jacobson on trumpet. And we are Affinity Trio. And the next tune is another original by Pamela, New Outlook.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. This is another tune that we're going to play is called Una Más by the great Kenny Dorham. And all three of these tunes you're hearing are from our newest record, New Outlook, on Origin Records.
Thank you.
The Affinity Trio, Pamela York at the piano, Eric Jacobson on trumpet, Clay Schaub at the bass. Wonderful to have the Affinity Trio here. Let's talk about the beginnings of this band in Milwaukee. Eric, explain a little bit about the origins and the residency.
So I started playing at the Pfister Hotel in Milwaukee. It's almost 9 years ago, and every Monday night. And before the pandemic, it was a quartet with drums. And after the pandemic, they wanted a trio without drums. And I called Pamela York and Clay Schaub to see if they wanted to start a group up. And we started every Monday night, and now we're switched to Saturday nights. And it's been about close to 5 years playing there every week. So, and I met Pamela when she moved to Chicago area right before the pandemic at a jazz club called Andy's Jazz Club. Mm-hmm. And I was playing with Mark Kobe on tenor sax. And she came and sat in. I was like, oh, I got to get your number. We're going to work something out. And so, and then I've known Clay for a very long time in Milwaukee area.
And so when the trio came together post-pandemic and you thought, okay, let's put together a drummerless band, was that always the idea or was it, let's try it out and then see?
Well, it was because they said no drums. And so that was just the way it had to be. But I absolutely fell in love with the space that it gave everybody to, you know, improvise and sound. And so, you know, it just, we wouldn't want any different. We love drummers.
Yeah.
We love drummers. So, but that's how it started.
Yeah. Let me build on that because I know you all play in different groups and maybe this only satisfies one side of your artistic needs. Let's talk about some of the other settings you like to play in, starting with Clay Schaub on the bass.
Yeah.
Some other bands maybe that you're leading or a part of.
Yeah. One of my favorite things to play is with Devin Dropka, who's a drummer in Milwaukee, and he tours around a lot. But Devin Dropka on drums, this guy Matt Gold on guitar, and Dustin Lorenzi. So all those guys are Chicago guys. So some of there's an influx of Chicago coming up to Milwaukee, Milwaukee going down to Chicago. And it's Milwaukee itself is kind of a small scene, but when you add it with Chicago, there's a fair bit going on. So, yeah, that's one quartet that I really love to play with. I also played a lot with Russ Johnson, who's more of an, you know, a little bit freer player. Mm-hmm. So this context really allows me to dig into the swing aspect of bass playing, dig into timekeeping role, you know. In those other contexts, when I have a drummer, I feel so relaxed. I feel like the burden has been lifted.
Yeah, man.
And there's a lot more freedom for me personally. But here, I do love this ability to, like, just do the job, you know, and keep it going. And then also, when I can relax and let that space breathe, is a really lot of potential for vulnerability, right?
Yeah,
you know,
amen.
The ballads that we play in this trio are particularly special for me. Yeah, I really love them. So, yeah.
And Eric, if you could talk about some of the other bands you play with compared to Affinity Trio.
So I lead a quintet, and I have two albums under Origin Records as well. And that has Bruce Barth on piano from New York, Jeff Bradfield, tenor sax from Chicago, Dennis Carroll, bassist from Chicago, and the great George Flutis on drums from Chicago. So that's a group I hone in on and do a lot of things with them, and I love that quintet style.
And Pamela, you're also a versatile artist who plays beyond the wide reach of jazz. So what are some of the other music you play?
Well, I play in duo and trio settings. I do tend to love the more intimate settings only because, you know, when you're competing with a quartet or a quintet, you've got to play a lot harder as a pianist. And with a big band, again, it's a lot of fills and comping, which is great. I love that too. But this setting is my favorite, you know, duos, trios. But I freelance in Chicago and Milwaukee, and I do a lot of accompanying as well. I love that. Just accompanying choirs, or just the other day I accompanied a recital at the Northeastern Illinois University, and it was a lecture recital, and we did blues and standards, and so I enjoy that too. I enjoy making other people sound good, you know, with solid accompanying.
Well, you all sound so great in this trio setting. I'd love to ask you all about your affinity for each other as musicians and more. Pamela, if you could talk about your fellow musicians here.
Eric and Clay are like musical brothers. They're very easy to get along with, and that's why we're here. We all work together in this group, whether it is, and a lot goes on, I'm sure you know, with being in a musical group. There is a website, there's social media, there's arranging the music, there is getting your videos on YouTube, all kinds of things going on, booking the gigs, communicating with KNKX, for example. Thanks, Eric. And so we all play our part, and we all have skills that we can bring into it, and we have our strengths and our weaknesses, and we can balance that out. So that's what I love. I mean, not only the music, but they're easy to get along with. They both have great attitudes about the music and are humble and eager to learn, but confident as well.
And Eric, I'll move on to you. Tell us about your affinity for these two.
You know, she just kind of said everything I was going to say. but I'll add to more on the, you know, personal side where we, you know, we have families and we talk about our kids and how they're growing up. And so, you know, like Pamela said, you know, we enjoy each other and their conversations, and we can hang out outside music and enjoy that time together. So that brings so much more to the music, I think, when we start to play. So that's what I love about the group.
And Clay, last up, let's talk about these other two.
Yeah, they said they said one thing I love about Pamela. She is, in her playing, she's always surprising me. You know, she'll be cruising along, and then you're just like, where did that idea come from? And it's very fresh, you know. There's a very, like, fresh quality and very, very interesting, and I really enjoy that. Eric's so beautiful and lyrical. You perhaps didn't hear it today, but, like, on the ballads, man, it's that trumpet tone and that warmth and also the swinging, you know, just the anyway, those are some of the things that I love about playing with this group and, you know, just being able to sit back here and plunk away, and keep the time and listen to that and enjoy that. It's really, really wonderful. Yeah.
I'd love to talk to you all about the impact or lack of being a band in the Midwest, in Milwaukee, and so close to Chicago. Certainly, we believe that if you're a musician in Seattle, you can't help but get a little bit of an oyster sound in what you're doing. but I wonder, especially Pamela, having traveled from your home in Nanaimo, B.C., just a boat ride away,
yeah.
Through Boston and Knoxville and San Diego and Houston, and now in the greater Chicagoland area. What is it about the Midwest?
Well, my husband's job brought us to Northern Illinois, and I will say there's a that Midwest friendliness that you all have probably heard of, and hospitality is really evident in the musicians. I felt comfortable right away. People were very, very open to having me sit in. A lot of times when a musician's new to a different area, they'll go and hear some music, and sometimes they'll be asked, oh, you want to play a tune with us? That's sitting in. Mm-hmm. Everyone was really open to having me play, so I really feel like I've been embraced. But I think overall, in both Chicago and Milwaukee, specifically since we're talking about the Milwaukee jazz scene, there's a respect for the tradition and honoring local and national elders of the music. I see that very evidently in the local players there, and just the respect for the tradition, but also creative music is happening. People are writing music and recording it, and that's exciting.
I would love to talk to you, Eric, about your connection to Seattle with two records out for this band and two of your own on Origin.
So, yeah, I was working on a record and didn't have a label at the time. And Bruce Barth, like I mentioned, great piano player in New York. I was going to New York to just visit, and he asked me to play on a gig with him. And so I went in, and it's, I'm going to forget the name, Little Branch, it's called. It's very small. And I go in there, it's super dark, and Bruce and I were talking, and he said, you know, you should hook up with John Bishop at Origin Records. And in fact, come with me. And I follow him, maybe 10 feet away is John Bishop. It was the craziest thing. And so we talked, and he was so interested, and that's how it started. So that's my connection.
That's fantastic. And you're going to be connected to a Seattle audience, Seattle Jazz Fellowship tomorrow night. Clay, I would love to ask you about, you know, having played in this residency, you've probably seen a lot of the same audience come in over and over and over again. But I wonder if there's like a favorite type of audience that you really appreciate, the quiet listener or the applaud after every soloer or the woo people.
Yeah, I love the quiet audience.
Sounds like a bass player, right?
No, the you know, the even the tradition, I think, of clapping after a solo sometimes can feel so odd. It kind of like can break it up, especially when it's this intimate thing. Like, you know, not that there's a problem with that. I always appreciate the applause. But, yeah, sometimes, you know, my favorite audience is when it's like, you don't know what's going to happen. Every single moment, it's like you're out there, you know, and you can feel that in the room, you know, and that communicates this, I don't know, emotional vulnerability, perhaps, that in the trio is possible. Yeah.
I'd like to say something with that. We just recently, you know, like last Saturday playing at Mason Street Grill, which is part of the Pfister Hotel. And we were playing, it seemed like every Charlie Parker tune we played, they loved it. They were, you know, in fact, we got done and we were like, well, it looks like it's Charlie Parker night. So yeah. I enjoy that part.
Yeah, yeah. Totally.
Audience lets you know what to play.
Yeah, totally.
How about you, Pamela? You've seen a lot of different audiences across the country.
Yeah, I never underestimate the audience. It doesn't matter if it's Seattle or Chicago or South Bend, Indiana. Yeah. You know, there's going to be someone in there who knows what serious jazz music is, and creative music in general, and you just you want to be on the top of your game, but we get so much out of your input, and it affects the way we play, and so hopefully we give back, and then you receive something and give it back again. Mm-hmm. And that's, I guess, my favorite is all kinds of audiences, just the unique. It could be completely different from night to night, even in the same venue. So,
well, we're thrilled to bring the Affinity Trio to Seattle audiences this week and through KNKX. Pamela York and Eric Jacobson and Clay Schaub, thank you all for being here.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Their new album, their second release, is New Outlook, and it's available from Seattle's Origin Records. Thanks so much for the KNKX Studio Sessions team, with our audio engineer Brian Moynihan, video producer Jordan Tan, assisted by Parker Blohm. Welcome back, Parker. And studio session producer Brenda Goldstein-Young. My name's Abe Beeson. Thanks so much to you for listening and for supporting KNKX.